March 13, 1902. Christ-like service. Ellen G. White. There must be a reformation in our churches in regard to evil thinking and evil speaking. These sins are stumbling blocks over which sinners stumble to perdition. They create disturbances that never need to exist. God will not justify us in giving expression to ill feeling against those whom we think have erred. Have we ourselves never made mistakes? Have we never been in the slough of despond? God help us to remember how hard it is, when tempted by the enemy, to have our own brethren step to his side and try to hurt and destroy. Ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Every part of the being is the Lord's, paid for by the precious blood of Jesus. We are to remember this in dealing with one another. We are to treat our fellow workers with respect and kindness and love, for they belong to Christ. They may not always please us. What they do may not always meet our ideas. Nevertheless, we are to unite with them in Christian fellowship. Think of the importance Christ places on unity. He prayed that the oneness existing between him and his Father might exist among his followers, that the world might know that God had indeed sent his Son into the world to save sinners. How shall this prayer be answered? By every believer putting away evil thinking and evil speaking. The Lord desires his servants to show his forbearance in dealing with one another. Do not speak or write one word of censure or recrimination, even though it may seem to you as if the censure were deserved. Refuse to listen to complaints. Close the heart against prejudice. Let no word of evil surmising escape your lips. God is dishonored by those who accuse their brethren. Let envy be quenched in the flow of love from the fountain of God's love. Evil imaginings are not worth the time so often given to thinking of and repeating them. Do not admit a wrong that God has not charged upon you, but do not take time to contradict the false reports that are made. Shall we destroy our fragrance of spirit because others clothe themselves with bitterness? God forbid. Is it not sufficient for us to know that God does not record these reports in the books of heaven as true? Open your heart to Christ's forbearance. Let not a day pass in which you do not realize your accountability to work for God, an accountability placed on you by the death of his Son in your behalf. Let not a day pass on which you do not try to heal the wounds that sin has made. Always be found working on the broad plan of God's love. We are under obligation to will to do the will of God. The Savior is working for us. He is our advocate in the heavenly courts, ever making intercession for us. The cry of the one ready to perish finds swift entrance to his ear. He shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. Shall we not work for him on the lines he has marked out? Shall we not be Christ-like advocates of those who err? Christ suffered being tempted. Therefore, he always sympathizes with the tempted ones whom Satan is seeking to destroy. That he might be a merciful and faithful high priest, he was in all things made like those he came to help. He has compassion on the ignorant and on those who are out of the way. For when on this earth, he was compassed with infirmity. He is able to help us in our perplexities. As he works for us, let us work for one another. Let us reveal his love for our fellow workers, acting in such a way that they will have full confidence in us. Many more than we suppose need a helping hand held out to them. There are many to whom words of compassion and sympathy would be as a cup of cold water to a thirsty soul. Are you doing Christ's service by ministering to weary, discouraged fellow beings? In love and pity, Christ helps us. Shall we not impart his grace to others by speaking to them words of hope and courage? Mrs. E. G. White.